The Sentai Review, episode 114, Kamen Rider Black RX. All right, welcome back to the Sentai Review. We are still in the basement.
Well, woohoo!
In the basement.
We will be until Bill moves into his actual house.
Which is coming up soon.
That's the hope.
Yep.
Basement!
Yeah.
Well, that got awkwardly silent.
Yeah, I know. I was waiting. Okay, so we received two emails, and I know we said we were going to wait every 25 episodes, but you know what? Whatever. We got them, and since it's finally starting to happen that all these are rolling in, I figure we're going to go ahead and read them.
Shouldn't we do the...
Yeah, let's do that thing where everybody introduces themselves. Reploid Bill, William Bush.
Seth Lovelsario.
Scott Action Jackson.
Shane McCree, the proto guy.
Nick, a paladin guy of some sort.
Hey guys, I know you're about to get your podcast on, so I'll be quick. If at any time you feel like dropping your own opinion into what we're talking about, head on over to FandomNight.com and all of the contact information for every single one of our shows, including the one you're about to watch, is there. All right guys, I'll leave you alone.
Oh, so you're going to make the sick guy who's going to cough his fucking lungs out in the middle of this fucking...
Do you want me to read it, Seth?
No, I'll fucking read, whatever.
I mean, I don't talk that much anyways.
I got to get used to it. I mean, you know, my job is literally sitting on my ass talking on the phone now.
It's time for the sit.
Let's see. This first one here is from Yan Chen. Let's see. Says, this is Crab Stomp. Okay, first of all, you guys are awesome.
Thank you.
I think Jeremy's printer fucked up, but it looks like it says
something
like...
Yeah, I saw that. There's
an
area
for a second. For a second, I thought that was in the email.
No, because it looks like it says I've been listening.
Okay, hold on.
Could have been the spelling.
Oh, it did. Oh, that's how it was typed?
That is how it was typed.
All right, fair enough. Okay. I've been listening to the podcast for a long time on YouTube, and now I start to listen on the RSS feed. Hope you guys will be more successful. So do we.
No shit.
You and all of us combined.
Yeah.
We've been at this for a day or two now.
That's almost a decade, yeah.
Yeah, no shit.
It's getting closer.
Now, for Super Sentai ratings. Five Man almost killed Super Sentai. It was Jetman that saved Super Sentai. O-Ranger suffered from the terrorist attack and the earthquake at that year, yet it didn't kill it. Just like you guys said, there are many other shows appears, I'll ignore it, right now. It competes against Super Sentai, not to mention they're airing before Kamen Rider, which target to the slightly older children demographic. And it has more serious tones. The overarch story to Sentai's episodic nature in recent years. However, the rating will not affect the show being canceled because Bandai and Toei only cares about toy sales. Which sounds about right.
I would also like to point out, there's one thing we do not take into account. We did that episode and we talked about the ratings, and that's good and fine. It was something we needed to do, something we enjoyed doing it was interesting.
Yeah.
But there's one thing about the rating system that is different today than it was yesterday. Netflix and things of this nature exist, and that rating system is based on television ratings. Television ratings are no longer the reliable source that they were. So while that was a very interesting episode, I would like to point out that our information is just something that we were willing to talk about. It's not necessarily the concrete, because nowadays, when you look at television ratings, they're all lower.
Yeah.
And it's real hard to figure out what is working and what is not. And oftentimes, they will cancel a show now because the ratings on television are low, and then it'll be picked up on Netflix... and it'll be like one of the top viewed things on Netflix, and everybody's like, oh man, sequels, 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 and the sequels never happen, because unless Netflix were to actually pick it up and run with it, it's not going to happen.
Yep.
So,
or even Hulu or anything of that nature.
One of the things we talked about on that show was how would Super Sentai survive? And believe it or not, I was thinking about it quite a bit. And I think that if the TV ratings went so low that the TV said, we're done with it, well, that's fine. TV can be done with it. Bandai could still do a joint operation with something like Netflix and produce 20-episode series that launch, you know, so often.
Shit, Funimation and places like that even have their own streaming, you know, sites and shit on their own webpage.
I think that's where the future of it would be.
Yeah.
There could be like a Saban streaming service at some point.
That would piss me off. There's no way I'd pay into that.
Yeah, it would.
I don't know why, but there's something about it that I think Saban is a little too money hungry for me to trust their streaming service. Like, I feel like there'll be a lot of garbage in there, and then the one or two shows that actually make them money.
Yeah. Okay, where'd I leave off at? Blah, 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 because of toy sales. There we go. Since it airs on Sunday morning, pretty much like Saturday cartoons in America, it's a 24-minute toy commercial that attracts kids to buy their product, much like Ninja Turtles and fucking G.I. Joes and
He-Man,
shit like that.
Yeah,
and He-Man and all that. Let's see. As long as the toys sell well, Sentai will not be canceled anytime soon. I would like to request you guys do a reaction on first episode of any Kamen Rider series and comment on what you guys like or dislike based off that first episode. And by the way, just as a heads up, he also sent the email to the tech at Fandom Night, which is why I went to Jeremy's place, because that's Jeremy. By the way, I'm crumpling up your stuff, not to be a jackass, but because I don't like paper. I've spent the last three fucking weeks looking at paper training. It feels like I'm in high school again.
Hey,
no more paper.
Seth, I don't know about you, but I really enjoy paper, especially when there's dead presidents printed upon it that I can utilize for currency.
That's cotton.
Yeah, that's cotton.
It's a cotton paper blend.
It's cotton.
There's still paper in there.
It's cotton.
Yeah.
There's still paper
It's
in
not
there.
Paper.
He is
welcome to our debate on what money's made out of.
And paper bill.
Which is the reason when you print it, you don't print it on paper.
Yeah, it's 60% cotton.
That makes it cotton.
Yeah.
There's still that 40%.
I could buy a shirt that says 30% cotton. They still count it as a cotton shirt. Money is cotton.
I don't give a shit. I don't fucking care, Bill.
Actually, any t-shirt, like all the t-shirts we're wearing, are technically like a 60-40, but because it's 60% cotton,
they call
they
it
get
a cotton
away with
shirt.
Calling it a cotton t-shirt.
Technocalitai.
Yep. It's just like when they get away with saying that there's zero calories and zero sugars inside of
your
drink.
Oh my god.
When, bullshit!
You can't have
That's
zero.
If you take two sips of the drink and put the motherfucker back in the fridge for tomorrow.
Fucking, my thirst is quenched, motherfucker.
I still remember that fucking time we talked Brandon into eating what is a recommended daily fucking dosage. It was literally, he was supposed to like wake up, have like an egg, a slice of toast with no jam, butters, peanut butters, nothing. So, an egg and a piece of toast, that was it. Come lunch, have a can of SpaghettiOs,
He was bet, can he survive on serving size?
Yeah.
That's it. Serving size and a recommendation of only one, it was 1 or 2,000 calories.
It was the 2,000 calorie a day diet.
2,000 calories for the whole day, only serving size. He had to survive for a whole week.
Yep.
Did he make it?
No.
He didn't even attempt. We explained to him exactly what that meant.
Because I
and
gave
he was
him
like, oh,
I gave him a Fig Newton, and he was like,
no, two cookies.
Yeah, he was like, I gave him like cookies. Two cookies, and he was like, no. He was like, fuck this right now.
He was like, well, if we're going to Hardee's, I could get something at Hardee's, and we were like, yeah, you can get something at Hardee's if you skip either breakfast, lunch, or dinner,
or all of it, because the Monster Burger is $1,300.
Yep, which means you can have. A cup.
It's nothing left for you to eat today.
Yeah, you can have like a cup of yogurt for breakfast and then wait until like 3 or 4 when you're like damn near starving and be like, I'm going to go get me that Monster Burger. Don't eat shit till you wake up in the morning at 6 and have another fucking yogurt.
So delicious.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, here it comes.
To let you know, even though it is made up of 75% cotton and 25% linen, it is still classified as paper.
Sure thing.
I'm on the government website.
You can classify it
on the government website, even states, United States currency paper. Echo.
Yeah, sure thing, buddy.
Kill
yourself. You can call it whatever you want. You just said the two ingredients that are in it,
yes,
neither of them were
and
paper.
And it's classified as paper.
Don't care.
Because it's made the same way paper's made.
So
they pulp it, they flatten it out on a sheet, and make it into paper.
Sure thing.
Anyway, so,
is this a Sentai review?
It was meant to be.
Or is
this
a debate on what money
I know,
made
no
out
shit.
The next
I'm back.
One,
you should know this by now.
You just can't wait to prove me wrong on
damn
anything.
Right.
On anything.
Because it doesn't happen often.
Anyway, next one is from 1MyMM. So I'm guessing 1MyM or something. No offense,
M&M.
That's the
I saw
thing
that.
I hate about the internet is it's hard to read people's fucking names.
It's
sometimes.
Hard to know exactly what he meant when he wrote down the screen name. Because it says, like, what is this? It's like one.
1MYMM.
Yeah, like 1MyMM or something. Yeah, I don't know. Or,
well, it's kind of like, you know, on Twitch, my screen name for that's Dr. Hal Light. But
that makes more sense than what I just saw.
But I can't do spaces. So it's DRHALLIGHT, even though I've got the first L capital between the L and...
Yeah, that's because
the second letter for...
So I can tell what that is. That's not that hard.
No, the thing is, people still will say Dr. Hallite.
Hallite?
Hallite.
That's just because some people
I'm like, no, it's Hallite, but thanks. Got you.
That's because they don't know how to internet. Anyway... Home Slice here, let's see, the subject is, what's up, Knights of the Fandom Table? And I know Nick approves
this
of
person
that.
Is,
I like that.
This
I
person
like that too.
Just won some science today. Yeah. Who is this again? 1MyMM, right?
Yep.
You, sir or madam, have won science. Congratulations.
Actually, after reading the sincerely here, I'm going to say it is a sir.
Okay, well,
which I will get to later. Anyway.
Still want science.
Let's see. It says, howdy, howdy, neighbors. Not really, just being an excited dork is all. I've been a fan for a little over a year and recently been onto the Book of Faces. The name is Miles McKim over there.
Are you on my face?
Not
your grandma's
on, your face,
on my face.
Specifically. I mean, I can move over
Shane
there. Hold on a second.
Shane on your face.
Hold on.
Shane is on my face.
I know.
Oh,
I
my gosh.
I know.
Help.
I got a couple ladies I wouldn't mind being on my face.
Did you literally point at either Scott or Seth and say, are you on my face?
Are you on my face?
No, he did that to me. And so I shifted my ass over that direction.
Bill.
But yes, no, Bill.
Is there something you're not
I do happen
us?
To be... attached to you on the Book of Faces.
You are making Shane jealous over here. Let's get back to this email.
By the way, for all the fans, I apologize for last episode and this episode, my coughing fits. Like I said, I'm almost certain I have pneumonia. I just have 38 cents to my name, so I can't go to the doctor to confirm.
I told you I could fix that easy. I'll show you the trick Bill showed me many years ago in his dad's backyard.
Yes, I know, the Hadouken to the chest.
Yeah, it fixes everything. Loosen all that goo up right away.
And the way Bill's looking.
Did you hit somebody in the chest when they had pneumonia?
No, Shane.
No, I didn't have pneumonia. Bill
was
like, hey, let me show you a trick.
He was just fine when I did that.
Can I continue now?
Yes.
Go ahead.
Okay. Blah, 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 blah. The Book of Faces. Ah, there we go. And just wanted to see if I could put some 2 cents in. Hopefully you don't mind. One thing that I have been wondering for a while is if you guys would do costume reviews on anime that have quite a lot of outfits. Girls in Panzers comes to mind. They not only have different outfits, but also different paint jobs for their tanks. Yeah, we know, yes, tanks.
To answer that, there's a possibility, because I've been trying to figure out what to do with some of these other
projects
that we do. And because this format has gone over so well, I've debated doing things like what he just said, on pages where I don't know what to do with it because I want to talk manga and I want to talk
anime.
Comic books and I want to talk anime and I want to talk the movies and stuff, but it's hard to get everybody together and it's hard to do that. So I've been in debate as to doing something close to what we do for that. So pages might actually start doing things where we talk about costume designs and like we'll look at the Gundams of a certain age. So like the 1 year war, we'll look at the Gundams and figure out who was the coolest design, you know, and things like that. So I've been in high debate as to creating something like that.
Ball Gundam is always going to win. This is the best.
I don't know. I feel like there might be a little bit more of a bias towards any of
Shar.
No, totally the ball.
There,
ball
to
wins.
Be fair, there's like four Shar.
I know. Yeah. I know which one I like the most.
Anyway, there we go.
He likes Zeon.
Because I am an anime fan and have wanted to see you guys do more anime than just Sailor Moon in the style of the costume reviews. Secondly, with the recent passing of Adam West, would you guys be able to manage doing a series in the format of costume or robo reviews where you would go over different Batman characters from the 60s series and the Bat Gadgets?
Shane would be more than happy to go over the Bat Gadgets.
Yeah.
Anyway. Especially the Bat Ladder.
I got some problems with
it. It would be tough. Talking about their costumes and things like that, I'm sure we can get pictures of all of them and do something like that. It wouldn't go up on this channel. It would definitely go up on Pages. That would be a Pages thing. Yeah. But, to be fair, that's doable. I don't know how much of a pain in the ass it would be to try to track down all the gadgets that were used, though, because it was almost a new gadget per episode,
yeah,
wasn't
especially
it?
Yeah, all the gadgets that didn't make it into the series.
Yeah, there was even a lot that were just on the cutting room floor that you just seen sitting around backgrounds and shit.
Yeah.
Or like he'd open the trunk and there'd be five or six things there with labels and he'd pick the one thing he needed. You'd never see the others used ever.
Yep. Anyway, he says, I brought it up on a post on Facebook and thought you guys really should do something like that. Thricely, I just want to say that you guys have helped me get through some tough spots in my living. Okay. Listening to the podcast on YouTube as I've gone through some serious depression flares has really helped me out. I know the feels, guy. Trust me.
I think we all do. Like, there's some go-to stuff that helped me get out of a funk pretty fast.
Yeah.
So it's like, if I need, like, something super feel-good, I'll watch, like, some Markiplier or something. If I need some laughs, I'll go watch Rooster Teeth.
No, there's a reason why it is. I usually get pissed off when we don't get together to, like, try to film something, like, even once every couple weekends like we do, and that's because literally coming here and hanging out gets me through my next 2 weeks.
Yeah, this is actually Seth.
That's the reason why it is. I've basically taken over What's Up Fandom Night and started doing my own shit.
More than likely, you've heard it multiple times on the show. Seth actually does suffer from depression. He knows what that is, and he knows realistically how your day can change on a dime, and he comes here and uses this specifically to make it through. He'll come do the recordings here, and that helps him, and he gets to see his friends, and we do this, and we laugh, and most all of the shows that we do have a lot of humor. We're more of a comedy group. We take ourselves seriously with some of our topics, that is true. And we give each other a lot of shit, but we are a comedy-based group. We're just trying to have fun. And
except
you get,
for on the days when we're wanting to throw down and have fist fights in the backyard. That's happened once or twice.
Just three or four times. Yeah.
Or when we go up to Pizza Hut and get into a fist fight with a drunk asshole who wants to be a UFC fighter.
And those stories
and
will
then I kick his ass by getting my ass kicked.
Those stories will definitely appear on What's Up Fandom Night.
At some point.
Yeah. Let's see, where'd I leave off? Oh, yeah. You guys always make me laugh, even made my mom have a split take. It's hard for me to read because I'm goddamn shaking because I'm still fucking aggravated. I got to drive all the way back to the fucking mall to go to fucking Osaka's because I didn't want my laptop to burn to death in my fucking car. So I took it into the fucking restaurant with me and we were too busy talking. You have five characters from Final Fantasy to make up a team to fight every other fucking character, hero and villain. And I was like, ooh, yeah, this is a good topic.
My team.
Leave laptop.
my team would win really
Which
well.
Which I need for everything.
He's got to go back and pick up his computer.
Yep, I can't update the fucking What's Up Fandom Night YouTube if I don't have the fucking laptop. I can't update the RSS feed without it. I can't edit videos when I need to edit videos or edit audio because all that shit's on it. I don't have... Well, I can't say that because I do have porno on my phone. But I can't get to the main porno bin.
Dude, he can't get to his
porno
good shit.
Porno probably has an app.
Listen.
That's kind of true. Listen, actually,
the laptop
anyway.
Contains the good shit. His phone has the passable shit.
No. The phone has the shit I still have to sift through before I know whether it's good or bad and which folder to put it in.
So, emails.
You can make a business fucking with
anyway,
porn.
Had my mom take a spit take when one of the ladies said Vagina Man from the tattooed teenage fuckwads from Beverly Hills.
Yep, the Vagina Monster.
He says from Beverly 90210.
Nah, clever.
I mean, that's also
and
a
I'm
shitty
pretty
show,
sure that
so.
That was actually Shane's girlfriend Amanda that said that.
Yes, it was. Because
really?
We talked about the penis monster and the chicken man, and then we flipped the picture, and she was like, what the fuck?
Yep. really wish the ladies would end up in more of the reviews. They are a funny bunch. Well, that's the reason why the guys are dating them.
Michelle can be difficult to put in episodes depending on what's going on. And
Amanda doesn't like to be.
For Michelle, she also has an excuse. She has health issues.
And the
this
work.
Is true.
Yeah.
Michelle,
and the boy child.
Michelle's health changes on a day-to-day basis, like rapid. So it's hard to know whether or not she can be on episodes, but more than likely, once we move and I get a couple more mics, they will be making more standard appearance.
Yep. But anyway, let's see. Sincerely, Miles Nova Prime McKim. P.S. I'm a Transformers fan. I know nothing about Warframe except that there is a Nova Prime there as well. I use Nova Prime as my online gaming handle as a reference to my darker side, Nova Prime, because Nemesis Prime is the IDW comics. And again, no offense, I just don't like holding on to the paper. That because it's easier to throw it in this bin, so
he
I'm
hates paper,
do all the garbage, and everything.
Okay, so we are on that there RX guy with the one and the black and the RX and the multiple folders and the
Let
going
us
down
cross
here
our
and
fingers
the hitting
and hope
his buttons.
Minutes
awesome.
In.
Yeah, so, 22 minutes
Bill,
in. Let's get into the hour long.
Do
episode.
I have your?
Let's
Bill,
do it,
Bill. Do I have your word that he is awesome?
Shane,
because you didn't let
I mean,
me down
it's
last
only
time.
Fucking,
Shane, did you like the last guy?
Yes,
I
did.
Back to Osaka's at fucking 9. This
let's see.
Fun.
Let's see. You liked the last
Thank
guy.
God, I love doing 100
so
on the highway.
This dude is a guarantee that you'll also be fine with him.
I'm going to trust you again.
By the way, just a quick question: are there any of our fans that are state cops in Illinois? Because I need you to be in our area. So that way then when I'm doing 100 down the highway, I don't get a ticket, please?
You realize this isn't live. You got
Dude,
when they actually listen to this, they'll be like,
very much right
I'm a state
now.
Cop.
I'm a state cop. I could have helped 2 weeks ago.
I guess I could have helped you.
Not saying help me right now. I'm saying help me in the fucking future, please.
Mass director.
Okay.
Because from where I work, it's a 15-minute drive.
Got lucky
up the street.
Again. This guy is pretty fire. Cool. Pretty cool.
I got him.
I like the symbol. Looks like a.
It looks like the same symbol.
Yeah.
I
Without
like his,
the dot.
I like his belt. It's a different belt.
The belt's changed a bit. No,
yeah,
it
I like
he's
how changed quite a bit. Actually.
I like how now he has a socket belt. Plugs some things in.
Now he looks
sometimes
like he's got
you need
more
to charge
of like a
stuff.
Rubber suit.
Nowadays, I guess he would come in helpful, wouldn't he? He could like charge his phone while he's running around.
Yeah, sometimes you need that. Okay, when you're fighting
Next.
Bad guys. Yeah, he's changed quite a bit, actually.
Yeah.
I kind of dig it.
I consider him to be more armored.
Yeah.
I like the green.
Now,
the green works.
He went from the disfigured Riddler trophy icon to really ridiculous-looking Soviet Union kind of icon.
In Soviet Russia.
Yep, in Soviet Russia. Bike ride you.
Next.
I wonder what kind of... Is he still a grasshopper?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah,
so he doesn't change.
He's still the same guy. Even.
Okay.
I think the RX variant.
Can I be honest with you?
For him, makes him more armor plated.
I think I like this form a bit better than the last one.
I kind of like the old one a bit. Never mind.
He's got
a
lightsaber.
Every time.
And this image was used for a masked rider.
Lightsabers are cool.
Yeah, this is what
Game
was our
immediately.
This version was used for our masked rider.
Saban's masked rider. Yeah.
How did this show suck?
Watch it.
Watch the first episode.
That bad, huh?
I think I still have it saved.
I'll be honest
YouTube.
With you.
Would you like to?
I'll be honest with you.
You could trade your mic for Amanda because apparently the fans want more of the women, and you can.
I
go
will
watch
honestly.
The first episode.
You just want me to leave? Okay.
I will honestly be impressed if you make it through the first episode.
Yeah, the email's in the thing. You can pull it out and read it.
I can just pull it up on this
after we're done.
Yeah,
that's true. You can.
And then the next episode that I'm in, I can be like, wow, that show sucked a dick.
Black RX, that's a different show than Black, correct?
It's a sequel.
So is it RX that sucks, or is it Black that sucks also?
No, it's Masked Rider, the American adaptation.
This RX was used to create Masked Rider for here in America.
Okay.
And it sucked.
But he looks awesome. Oh, wait a minute. Is that a diaper?
Wait.
No,
So it's not a lightsaber.
No, it lights up when he's using it, though.
Yeah. It's like all the other cut attacks.
It's literally
like, the
next best thing.
And, you know.
Next.
I like this guy.
Know.
I like this guy a lot, actually.
Next.
I mean, I like the fact that he's more of an armor-plated one, and he looks more like a grasshopper now. But I really like the original better.
I don't know. I have to disagree with you. I think I like this one a little bit more, actually.
I actually do, too.
The other one was an awesome costume.
I think the extra armor and the thing on his neck, I like that.
Yes,
I don't know why,
like,
but
back,
I really
like
that.
It's like a plate that protects the back of his neck. I actually like that. It works out really well.
Makes him seem less human somehow. I don't know why, but that appeals to
me. And then you got he even has the green on his chest now, mm-hmm. which actually works well with the black. So those two colors do work pretty well.
Next.
Yep.
Same guy.
Same deal.
Bio Rider.
Next.
Chibi.
Fucking Chibi.
That's
it looks
not like
as cool
he just
as
has
the other
this
one.
Big shit-eating grin.
I think, Chibi okay, was. I'll give you that. The Chibi for the other one was a little bit better.
Next.
Oh, my God.
What the fuck?
Next.
Hold up. See the sword?
Yeah.
Thunder.
Oh, my
Thunder.
God.
Oh, Thundercats.
No.
This guy
just
got a few
points.
More points.
Oh, Scotty, I'm ruining childhoods.
No.
You just made him lose points.
Oh, he gained points for me.
Yeah, that's kind of neat. Next.
I am the child of the sun. Good for you.
Day man.
Oh.
Fighter of the night man. Champion of the sun.
Dude.
There you go.
When they do that, all that makes me think of is Flash.
Hey, you do not bash Queen. Queen is amazing.
Who's bashing? Wasn't bashing
anything. I was a little confused at that, too. Yeah.
This is bashing. Queen sucks.
You were making it seem like you hated that song.
No,
Queen wrote
that song.
One.
It just reminds me of every time I hear the Flash.
Well, of course.
Next.
Ah, I saw a mouse.
My God, a spider!
Next.
No!
My. Oh, he's got something on his wrist.
He's like got a ladybug on his wrist.
Yeah. I wonder if that's some kind of like communicator or something.
It's a throwback to the true hero of the Stronger series.
Next.
Yeah,
am I going to bash on Stronger every chance I get?
Really
bet your ass.
The fucking lightsaber is awesome.
We'll just call it the glowy sword. It's not a lightsaber.
The glowy sword.
Wait, no, I know what it
the
is.
Glow stick.
It's Sting. It's Sting from The Hobbit. Bilbo Baggins' sword. That's what it is.
Didn't the Thundercats sword do that as well? Didn't it have a glowy thing?
It only did that when he made it bigger.
Well?
It's not getting bigger, Bill. He literally pulled it out, got ready to fight evil. It's
Viagra.
Glowing.
Since we're in the fashion today of proving each other wrong, I would say that glow is a little thicker and bigger than when he doesn't have it.
No, I'm just saying it's basically the same principle as Bilbo Baggins' short sword in The Hobbit. Because it glowed whenever goblins and orcs were around. So anytime he was getting ready to go whoop that ass, he'd be like, and it would glow.
Whooping ass for...
Are we using that as a very light term, the
yes.
whooping ass? Cause...
For, in the sense of a hobbit being able to whoop ass, yes.
Because hobbits don't whoop
hobbits
that much
short
ass.
Fat, they eat 12 meals a day, Bill.
Next.
They can't...
Explosions!
Explosions!
Everything's better with...
Explosions.
Correct.
Next.
Now it lights up! With explosions! He probably was doing his finisher move. Because the one before that...
It was
not glowing.
This guy is...
So it could just
cooler.
Be like...
I like this guy a lot.
Next!
And now he's got a lightsaber. Because somebody CG'd the shit out of that. That's
next.
Pretty cool, though. Oh,
a nuclear explosion.
Now, look at that. That looks more like a lightsaber.
That's, you know, that's I'm not liking
actually,
this image.
Honestly, that CG rendition of that right there literally looks like he's got a ping pong paddle with a laser shooting out of it.
Right. Yeah.
Behold my ping pong paddle of justice.
Next.
Why does it shoot lasers? Don't ask questions.
Whoa, what kind of bike is that?
That's
because
the
he got it
battle hopper.
On.
Oh, yeah. Don't view
battle.
That plot hole.
That's not battle hopper.
No, that's yes. Battle Hopper 2.0 Beta Edition, bitch.
Dude, look how like ominous he looks when he rides that. Just look at his helmet. Just look how he's staring at
he
you.
He looks like he's brooding.
Well,
Batman gets to brood.
Just, I wasn't just, saying anything just bad about
in
it.
In the early 2000s, like all superheroes brood.
No shit.
Yeah.
Not a happy superhero out there. Even Wonder Woman's kind of broody.
Yes.
She's sitting around like, I used to want to save the world, but fuck them. Next.
It's awesome.
For some reason, that looks really weird. Like, it's too big for the bike.
Yeah. I'm on a kiddie bike.
No shit.
I think it's funny.
It's going to be cool, guys.
What kind of bike is
it? Don't get on my bike.
Because
right
obviously
away
not
now.
A grass. Is it still? It's not a grasshopper anymore. It's a little different.
No, it's still a grasshopper. Kind of.
Somewhat.
It's just yeah. really bright.
Better it's the Hornet.
Next.
Dude,
oh, shit.
He's got a mobile. He's got the rider mobile.
Shit.
He's got fins.
He should be glad that I don't think
TJ.
They were too worried about them copyrights back in the day.
It was
I think he bought himself a fucking Adam West Batmobile.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Souped it up.
Fins.
And painted it red.
He put a wheelchair and a mohawk on it. He's not getting sued.
Where do you see red? Look at the fucking cover of your mic. That is orange.
No, from back here, that's red.
That is orange as fuck.
Looks red to me.
Well, your color blindness is kicking in.
I'm going to go ahead and stay out of this argument.
You're colorblind. Hey, Seth.
Well, yo.
What color does that look like?
Because
that looks more red to me than orange.
It looks like it's a burnt orange.
Oh,
I'm not
no.
giving you the pound on that. I'm just saying.
Scott,
course,
do you at least got
time,
my back on
well,
this?
Well, hold up. At the same time, uh-oh. Shane is literally right next to the TV, but he's at an angle, whereas we're viewing it dead on.
But we're also way further away.
Do you know what
yeah.
I have to say? Next.
Okay,
good man.
That's just fucking copping
you
out.
Get good
because,
man.
Because there's probably a better image of it.
Next.
So.
Yeah, it's kind of true.
There's
he's
a better
getting
image.
A hug. What's up with the weird lightning sword?
It's fucking awesome. It's
lightning sword of hug.
Fuck you. That's why. I
and because don't know. He wears a helmet, you can't see his facial expressions, but you don't know what he's thinking right now. But he's probably thinking, nice.
Nice.
I don't think he's thinking nice. I'm thinking he wants this dude off of him. Because that dude's face is creepy.
Yeah.
So he looks like the Zetum. It's okay.
Next.
He came over from Idia.
Oh, he's back!
But...
With a vengeance.
I don't... That doesn't look very vengeancey.
Yeah,
it looks like they're buddies.
There's something about them being buddy-buddy that makes them less cool.
Well, technically, I think this is similar to Shane and Nick might know, but more or less like the Doctor and the Master.
Oh!
How they're kind of frenemies.
Yes.
Okay, occasionally, yeah. But mostly...
Sometimes they work together, and then sometimes...
They're out
Master's
to kill each other.
A dick and yeah. wants to kill the shit out of everybody.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
The enemy of my enemy is my friend.
Not all the time. So sometimes that's just another enemy that hasn't made themselves known.
For people who don't watch Doctor Who like me and Bill, even though I actually know
that
character.
I legitimately just told you.
Well, I was going to say Professor X and Magneto.
Yep. That'll work too. Next.
I'm sorry. We got into a Who talk.
Yeah, I got nothing.
Yeah, we know.
There's the back of him. I like that, actually.
I think that's a toy.
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
It's a neat-looking toy.
Next.
And I think we're back.
Is that back to the beginning?
Nope.
That was back to the beginning.
Yep. That's it for this main...
Quit clicking!
Quiet,
just give it a tap. Yeah, a little tap, tap.
Okay, so what's this mode called?
Bio-Rider.
Bio-Rider.
What's that, Shane?
Praying.
Why?
That this
We've had
suck.
Two cools in a row.
Which by our
this
process
is this is another form,
usually
though, so.
Means bad things might
but
happen.
Another form, it could be worse.
Yeah?
It can't be any worse than stronger in Stronger Z.
Oh, we haven't gotten to all
Wait,
of them.
It
could
Z,
get
right?
worse.
No,
I would say
had
that
a supercharge mode.
The yeah. Super Sentai has surprised me before, yeah. So I'm going to say we could get much worse.
We yeah. could be apologizing to Stronger.
Yes, that has happened to us before.
I've had to apologize many a time.
I thought you did apologize
to Goodwill.
Because of Z Cross.
I liked Z Cross.
Shane,
but
I had to apologize.
I could have sworn that you said that you were going to apologize for.
I can't remember who it was. I have to rewatch the episodes.
Shane,
yeah,
don't feel bad.
God damn.
I had to apologize to Goodwill Ryder. He is not the worst.
Oh, he's not even close, dude. Now
he's nowhere near the worst.
Now he's cool.
And because of one of our fans sent in that one picture onto the page and was like, "Yo, Nick," and I went, "That's pretty sweet. I can dig that."
Has Nick seen Gan Gan?
No,
no, he hasn't seen.
That explains a lot.
Yeah,
because when he says it's another form, and you say, "Oh, it can get a lot worse." Yeah, Gan Gan.
Next up. It. Whoa.
Oh.
Remember when I told you how we can get worse just
right.
if it's another form?
Now
well, guess what?
Well, now the weird little Riddler trophy
give
that
me
turned.
A second. I need
second,
to see
Shane.
Other pictures.
The symbol on there went from weird deformed Riddler trophy to weird deformed Soviet Union thing to an end that leads to a little heart at the end.
It's
of
now
it.
A squiggle thing.
Yep, now that we're looking
it's a
at-
squiggle with a heart.
Now that we're checking out Raditz Rider here.
Raditz Rider?
Next.
Yeah.
Holy shit, that's blue. That is blue as fuck.
I don't care for the colors.
No.
But Nick, he's blue and he's gonna die.
You know what? I think that's
if he was green.
I think that was the...
No, he was green, so now he'll die.
I think that is the one thing I don't like about him.
No.
Yeah, I could... No.
No,
I don't like this at all.
I don't like the way his stomach, I don't know why, but the way his stomach does the Saiyan armor thing, I'm not caring for that. I don't care for the fact that his collar came back. His pauldron
like
things are fine.
Football outfit now.
He looks like he's wearing a cop helmet or something.
Oh, you mean a motorbike cop helmet?
Yeah, for yeah, some
like
reason he looks kind of. I'm not caring for the way his armor on his legs. I don't know why. It's very simple, but you know, this form is not doing
him
any favors.
Yeah, the coloring is off on it.
I really don't think it's the color, man. I think this design wouldn't have looked good in any color.
Next.
Look at that. This really hurts him right here.
Yeah.
And this isn't helping him either, that he got his big circle thing back with the weird... Saiyan armor that goes down to his crotch.
Hell, the circle looks like it's bigger than the other ones.
I think it is. That helmet is bad.
Ouch.
Next.
Tiny picture is now not as tiny. Yeah, it's... Ugh. I can't see anything really good about this guy.
I feel like he's a cop wearing aviator glasses.
Yeah.
That are spaced too far for his head.
Well, yeah. Sure. Next.
He wants a hug.
No.
No.
He absolutely
gets
not.
Off his jazz hands.
Well, either way, no.
Yeah.
No. Or next, I mean.
No, you're right. It was both.
Oh, it was both.
What happened to the cool sword?
Like his battle stance?
Now it's just a sword.
Shane?
Now it's just like a derpy sword.
No, I'm not caring for the battle stance. That's not a battle stance.
Similar to blade sword.
So he's ready to throw down, Shane.
No. Go throw down.
No, blade sword is already 1,000 times cooler.
Close in on him.
I was going to say, please close in.
Crush that thing. Crush it to dead.
First off.
Also,
first
that
off,
is the weakest spiked wall ever of all times.
Three spikes.
Let's look.
Yeah, three spikes on each side.
Let's
yeah.
look
Just
at
lay
this.
Down.
Let's look at this picture real quick. Obviously, it's a very derpy wall. But let's really look at the problem here. Let's say this was a dangerous trap.
Why
is he posing?
Because, man, Henshin makes you vogue.
Yep.
He's been Henshin.
And he's voguing.
He might have been in normal form and the walls are closing in and he's like, oh, God, what am I going to do? What am I going to do? Oh, herp derp, I might as well actually transform. Because sometimes your hero is just as derp as your villain.
Yeah, it's very true.
Especially when it comes to this show in America.
I'm half tempted to wonder if the Adam West walls closing in looked as good as this.
3PO, shut off the trash compactor!
Well, I know that looked better than this.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It
Next.
Was R2 that had to do it.
Oh, wait.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, that looks kind of cool, I guess, but I think it's the fire behind him and the fact that there's battle damage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he needs to get his ass kicked to look cool.
Yes. That's terrible. Next.
Oh, his toy sucks.
Yeah. If I have to give the toy one thing, at least it got all the details correct. But when your suit already looks like derp.
No, it did get all the details right. As you can see, it made him a slimmer person here, but when he really has a beer gut.
Yeah, no, I'll give
they
you that,
slimmed
yeah.
his ass up for the toy.
Next.
I thought you were going to say because there's not a garbage can around him, but.
Why does he have battle damage near his crotch?
Because sometimes...
I know, I actually noticed this on the other toy, too. I don't know if they're... I don't think that's battle damage. I think the toy is even referencing the cheapness of the show. I think that's supposed to be where the folding and creasing happens because it's, you know, a foam fabric.
Yeah.
Because I was noticing it on the other Rider toys, too, where it's happening right down there on their waist and legs.
Okay.
Next.
If you didn't know that, it looked like he got battle damage
Next.
On his dick. But now it's gone.
No,
so
it's not there.
There.
See? But this, yeah.
It's harder to
see. It's just the angle.
Yeah.
Because if you look, you could see it hardcore above his
kneecap. Now it's going down farther.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's going down near his kneecap.
Okay,
I can take back what I said about him.
Next.
Yeah, that's kind of cool.
Oh, well.
Next.
More of the toy. Next. Wow.
I don't necessarily despise his bike.
Can we rate this guy so I could go back to playing pool before I got to go all the way out to the fucking mall to go get my laptop?
I don't think I hate his bike.
Oh, the bike looks kind of
neat. Cool, actually.
The bike is infinitely cooler than this guy.
Next.
He's doing a wheelie. I'm trying to be cool, guys. Please like me.
Bikes, since those bikes have eyes, it's looking at him.
You know what else is throwing me off about this guy?
What's that?
It's bad enough that he looks the way he does. Look at this metal bridged nose
here. Oh, he has a nose.
You haven't been noticing that? I'm seeing it in every image, and for some reason it's bothering the shit out of me. I do not like this helmet. I don't like his weird bridge nose with no mouth and aviator eyes.
Bill, that might be the problem, because anytime we see like the full bridge nose and that, there's always like the pouty lips and shit, which we're used to now.
Or there's that weird, like, Kamen Rider, he has those folds usually, like the plates.
Because he's supposed to be a bug.
It's supposed to be for sniffing.
Next. This tries real hard to save him, and it kind of looks cool, but then I notice this bridge nose and his aviator eyes and his weird face.
And it's just not good.
Awful Raditz Saiyan
not
armor.
Good.
You can think some dude with a nose for a head is cool, but God forbid. Hey,
Nosey is cool.
Nosey is cool.
God forbid there is a little nose on a helmet.
Dude, Nosey.
Little nose? That motherfucker looks like goddamn Toucan Sam. You see the angle on that shit? That ain't a nose. That's
and once
a
again,
beef,
you thought a man with a nose for a head.
Nosey was cool.
Was awesome. Well, he was cool. I'm just trying to make a point that you can think one thing's cool, but then you bash
But Nosey didn't have aviator glasses.
He had no eyes.
And like the cheapest shredder helmet they could possibly afford.
And painted it blue.
Okay, he sucks.
Next.
Please tell me we're almost done.
Oh, is that where you do the number one thing, Shane? Is that what's going on right here?
It's how he blasts his fucking...
No, I'm pretty sure that's that Green Bay thing you do every year during football season.
I think it is.
I think I've seen you walk around. You put your hands down here at your waist and you do this thing, right?
Yeah,
I think I've seen that.
No, you don't do that.
No.
No, that's not it. He's about to shoot an
energy. The next time you do that, anytime you're around me.
Remember this man.
I'm going to start calling you Bio Rider.
I just won't do it around you.
Good luck. Next.
So wait, we're done. Because it's starting all over.
Yep.
Yay, we're done.
Okay, Bio Rider is done.
Thank the gods.
Okay, we did not... We did not rate Black RX.
Yeah,
my fault. Let's do that.
Black RX.
I'm at 4. I'm at 4.7.
I'm at a 4.4.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
4.8.
4.6.
I don't know. He's not bad, but he's not the 4.7 I gave him before. So I'm gonna drop him to like a 4.5.
Okay.
He's not terrible, but
he's a respectable rider.
4.6.
Oh,
so he's a marginally little bit better in the entire group size.
Looks like IG. Why don't we rate Bio Rider?
Okay. Bio Rider is going
to. I'm at 2.6. I think he's nearing the standard. I mean, he looks like a rider. I could tell what they were going for, but I dislike him.
1.7.
And our rating scale basically says number two means
poop.
You will like this if you're a fan of this kind of material, but otherwise, he doesn't look good.
I'm saying
even if you're a fan, this dude is all of the nope.
I'm gonna give him a 2.5. That seems appropriate.
1.6.
Okay.
So I'm the hater. All right. So.
No. Wait. What'd you give him, Seth?
1.
Oh right yeah.
Out.
So with
1.88 for the Blue Bomber, meaning he needs to be dropped out of the bomb chute of a fucking Blue Angel and hopefully buried in the ground.
Blue Angels don't drop
Shush!
Bombs.
Robo Rider mode.
I know, but they go so fast.
Man,
they could drop
are you hearing him today?
Yeah, he's full
he
of...
He cannot wait
he's
to
full
just
of,
shit
he,
on everybody. Nope, you're wrong.
You were full of correcting people today, Nicholas.
Fucking spiteful bastard today.
You okay?
It's time for Robo Rider.
I wasn't trying to be that damn spiteful. I'm sorry. Jesus.
He's correcting everybody. He's correcting everybody.
Am I the only one?
I'm being that guy. Shit.
Like, this guy?
You walk up and you say man, I liked iced tea. And he's like, nope.
Am I the only one getting Cyrex?
Terrible rap.
Terrible.
Yeah, I could kind of see Cyrex.
He's got a little bit of it.
Ninja Bill.
Okay, well, this is definitely a step up.
Wait, which one's this again?
Robo Rider. It's another one of his forms.
It's better than that Bio Rider.
I feel
it's,
more.
It's Cyrax from Mortal Kombat 3. That's
I was
going to
say,
is.
I feel Mortal Kombat.
So, wait,
this.
He's Cyrax from Mortal Kombat 3, and then he already took the time to kill. Which one was the red one?
Sektor.
Yeah.
So he killed Sektor. He killed
Sub-Zero. Like it feels like it feels like Cyrax and Smoke did a fusion dance.
Well, yeah. No. The reason why I said he's already killed Sektor and Sub-Zero, he's got the little red gear, he's got a little blue gear, and there's a little yellow light onto the side. So he killed them and took parts.
To make a belt?
To make a belt.
Next.
Oh my.
And it glows.
Oh my god, his
transforming glows.
Yeah, it has to be what that is.
Behold the power of the glowing you.
Next.
I got a gun.
This motherfucker's got a pistol.
I wonder if he moves around like RoboCop or something. Well, he looks really stiff. Like, because he's holding that gun and
look
he's very
at his
straight.
Face. It looks like he's crying blood.
Yeah. I see it.
Holy shit.
Well, dead or alive, you're coming with him.
Yeah, no joke.
Next.
Oh, look, he's back.
Now he's kind of just like,
hey, guy, I'm back.
It actually is starting to make me wonder if he's really stiff in this form. Because even that, I don't know, there's something.
Like, all of the other ones, he actually has his arms wrapped around when he's gotten taken from behind. This one's like, oh, shit.
Right.
Can't bend.
Yeah, but I can't tell if that's just dirt or if that's, like, smoke from an attack clearing.
That's gravel.
It could be both.
Yeah, because if you look at this,
I know, but I mean, like I said, it's kind of hard to tell because, like, the picture looks a little hazy. Yeah. But that's what I'm saying because I can't tell if he's trying to protect old boy or not.
Next.
Hurry here, Acrobatter. Oh, Christ.
That must be the name of one.
Well, there's that thing you were talking about. There are these red lines that come off of him right here.
Yeah, but that one other picture, it literally looked like
one
he
other
was
picture
crying.
Because
no.
It looked like he was crying.
Gushing blood out
the
eyes.
Yeah, but that's because of the red on the...
And then we got this red here that comes down the helmet.
I actually like this, how this guy looks.
I'll say his helmet is better.
Better than the last one.
I like the Gundam mouth shield.
And it doesn't have a pointy bridge
nose. You didn't care about the glowing sports bra?
It's not a sports bra, Shane. It's the mighty glowing you attack.
Yeah, I feel a lot of RoboCop from this guy. Like, he feels stiffer.
But here's the problem. We go by his looks, not by how he moves.
Yeah,
but part of the aesthetic is how he poses and things of that nature.
But to be fair,
so far, I do know. I haven't seen him do anything that makes me feel like he's flexible. I wonder if this is a power form, like when he's ready to lay down the pain.
It could be.
Yeah, think of the Liger.
Next.
There's all the different forms that do,
because,
like,
see, even look
shit.
At this. Like, all the other forms have taken fighting poses.
He's not even bending his knees.
Yeah, he very much stands
straight.
In fact, I don't know if he can bend his torso because of the way the costume is in general. And then every time he holds his gun, it's very much like a Terminator-esque. He's holding it, RoboCop.
Yeah, RoboCop-like.
It makes me wonder if I see this, if maybe he is very stiff in this form. But maybe this is the strong form.
Could be.
This could be the tanky form.
Right.
Yeah.
Could be.
Next. Yeah, see?
All
even right
now, there is no way that you could say he's not a Terminator, or not a Terminator, RoboCop-esque movement guy. Yeah. He looks like he's about to bust out the robot, all right? Domo Arigato, Mr. Roboto.
Robo-Rider.
Get up in there. Bust out a jig.
Sometimes you gotta dance.
It's better than weird posed spiky death.
What
room.
Is happening back here?
Oh, that, you'll see.
Is that a dead person?
You'll see.
At first, I thought it was a dead dog.
Yeah, I just killed the shit out of that person. I'm going to do my robot dance. Ooh, yeah.
Next.
Are you okay, little girl?
He can move and bend. Down on one knee.
He's
got more flexibility than you think.
Maybe. RoboCop could take a knee, too, to be fair.
Yeah, and he's doing the same thing that RoboCop had to do with the knee.
God damn it, Shane.
He can't bend that torso. It's the costume. He can't bend that torso. You could see it right here because this runs into this.
Well, let's take a moment to look at what he's actually bending over for.
Checking on a little kid?
It looks like a doll.
Tiny girl.
It looks like a doll.
It does. This looks like a real arm, but that doesn't look like a real face.
Right. Yeah. It looks like one of them life-size dolls.
Yeah, like the life-size Barbie doll and that type of shit.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, that's what it looks like. It's kind of creepy.
What year was this?
Is it creepier 19... than the little doll?
80-something.
Is it creepier,
I think it's like
as 80s. Creepy or less creepy yeah, than the little doll in Onimusha? Genma. The one for Xbox where the little girl follows you around.
Oh, that's less creepy.
Fuck that doll. That.
What? What's wrong, Seth? You couldn't fight the little doll girl?
I didn't want to fight the little doll girl. She's good for fucking experience, but fuck that noise.
Me and Bill
because
fought
any
the
time
little
I would
doll.
Find them, there'd always be two of the little cunts. And fuck that noise.
This
I'm going in
less
the room,
creepy
out the room,
than
in
that.
The room, out the room, in the room, out the room, until it's not fucking there and I can move forward. No, then I'll come back and fight it later. When
Genma doll is scarier.
Next.
Fuck you.
Dead or alive.
Yeah, I'm telling you. Next.
He is not James Bond.
No, but he did the James Bond.
He kind of
aimed the gun at the thing.
Next.
That's the toy.
Yeah, look, even his fighting pose. Look at that. He's definitely like a tank-esque character.
Okay, I'll give you that. I was waiting to fucking see more poses.
I don't like this toy. I think the toy is too slim.
Yeah.
They did that so he's probably more poseable, to be fair. His articulation's probably a lot better, but it doesn't look right. Because very much you could tell that this dude here is the big form. And he actually looks smaller than the other
one. He is smaller. Look at the helmet. You see how it's wider?
Right.
It comes in more. It's a thinner face.
Yeah, I don't care for that toy. Yeah. I think slimming him out was a bad idea.
Right.
Next.
There's the toy.
Yeah, no. Next.
There's him. See, he doesn't look bad.
No, next. Oh, shit.
That guy is awesome.
Dude,
oh,
it's
shit.
The Shiba monster.
Is he about to get wrecked? Is he about to fight that dude from that video game?
He's about to get six hands of bitch slap right upside
Gantz
the head.
Gantz much?
Remember? That does look like the Gantz thing, but no, I'm thinking about that guy with the arms in that video game, the broke motherfucker.
Azura's Wrath? Yeah.
Oh, that dude.
Yeah.
Because if so, Ryder's about to receive that beatdown.
Oh, he's going
to
get a beatdown far back. Nothing that he's ever experienced before in his life.
That's why I said six hands, a bitch slap coming right up inside his head.
That is actually a cool monster right there.
Next.
What's
what about
up with
those
the,
guys?
What's up with the Jason mask dudes?
Some henchmen, I guess.
He has henchmen?
No. No. No.
Shane, it looks like these putties put on sweaters.
No, Bill, get it right. They're on backwards.
Right.
They didn't put on sweaters. They put on, like, a dress coat and put them on
what's
backwards.
What's that thing called? A poncho?
No, it's a tailcoat.
I was thinking they were fancy, formal women's sweaters on guy putties.
I don't know. They look weird as shit.
And then for some reason they have paintball masks.
Maybe they're going paintballing later?
Next.
There's the bike. It's really standard all of a sudden.
Yes, that the torpedo bike is not for me.
God, dude. All your bikes were so cool. Last form you get...
The Hopper was the best bike.
Oh, fucking
yeah.
By far.
Next.
And
I think
that
that's it. Yep. Yeah, that's him.
All right, Bill. You'll start us off with a 3.
Well, or we could do all the co-ops first.
I'm at about a 3.4, maybe somewhere in there. The form looks fine to me. To be fair, I don't know. I bet you seeing it in motion and understanding what it is would take my score up. But that's not what we do here. We go on first initial impressions of the costume. And to me, that was just, it was just basic and easy. Yeah. I didn't mind the color scheme either. Yellow and black is fine for me.
I'll give it a 2.9. It was really close, but there was just something weird with it.
3.1 for me.
Oh, thanks. Thanks, asshole. Just know me into a 3.
I'll go with a 3.5.
I'm at about a 3.7.
So, Robo Rider.
3.32.
Alright, so some co-op picks.
Okay, here's our finishers.
Huh.
Photobomb!
Ladybug! Yes!
Ladybug's photobombing!
Technically, it's a double photobomb.
Yep. That's awesome.
Ladybug is best.
We don't get anything like this. I've seen this where they can go to cons and things like that, and these costumes will be out on the display for them, and you could take, you know, the floors and whatnot, you could take pictures. I've never seen that at one of our cons where you go up and they have, like, the new bat suit or something sitting right out there where you could see it in person or whatever.
Believe it or not.
Yeah, this is like
believe
a Japanese
or not,
con only.
It wasn't at a con.
The closest I ever see is, like, they'll have Batmobiles and things like that you can get pictures with. But
yeah. Believe it or not, a few years ago.
Like, last year we saw the Ghostbuster car. We saw the car from Fast and the Furious, like the newest one. We saw the original Batmobile.
Yeah.
And then the Back to the Future car was there, and then in the very back was the Dumb and Dumber van.
Yep.
Nice.
Yeah.
The dog van?
Yes,
yeah,
dog van
the shaggin'
was there.
Wagon.
To be fair, it wasn't at a con, but a few years ago when I went up to Green Bay, I went to go see a Packers game, and inside the lobby, they had all the Superman suits.
See, now that would be cool.
And they were from all previous... Superman up until Henry Cavill. I lost interest there for a second.
What's that about, Shane?
He is by far the worst Superman.
I don't know. I'd have to debate you on that one.
You got that old black and white Superman, the Mole Men.
Technically, I was going to go with the Superman that was never released.
Yeah.
Oh, and you got the Broadway Superman, dude, from the musical.
At least he's more entertaining.
Damn.
Even worse than Nicolas
Somebody
Cage
hates
Superman?
Nicolas Cage Superman would at least make you laugh.
He's kind of right. I probably would have laughed.
I would have loved to see Henry
Cavill's fucking acting as Superman is so bland and boring. It's fucking... boring.
There's
okay?
something I don't buy into with him, to be fair. I'm on your side with that. He's my least favorite Superman that I've seen so far.
Right.
Well, unless you count things like the Broadway show, that's embarrassing.
To be fair, nobody is Christopher Reeves, so it doesn't matter.
Right. Mm. Next. Oh my gosh, hold on, we gotta get in
zoom.
Here.
Yeah, we gotta zoom. It probably looked correct for you guys.
Okay, as you can see, coolest is in the middle, followed
with
by Derp,
on the
Derp
left
and Less Derp.
And not bad on the right. Yeah.
Next.
Oh, same thing.
The squiggle
lines. Look at him.
Oh, yeah, the squiggle. Yeah, it is a heart. Yeah, great.
Yeah, because that made him so much better.
Yeah. He's fueled by love.
Okay,
Bill.
So look, this is an RX. That is an R heart.
And an R bolt.
And this is like an R bolt, which the bolt.
R squiggle.
If that is a bolt, that could be technically be taken for machine.
Or that's an RZ.
I don't know.
Or an RV.
But that is an RX.
Or an RV.
I'm almost positive that's what that is. It's super... It's really friggin' touchy, but that's an RX.
Yeah. All right. God,
that's so heart. I like how he's got a sword ready to kill
prescription
somebody.
Prescription writer.
He's got a sword, and he can't move well enough to use a sword, so he's just going to shoot your ass.
Next.
Pew, pew, motherfucker.
I'm the villain.
Okay, look. See this picture?
Yeah.
It's really cool. Not cool. Kind of cool.
He looks like he has a hole. Like somebody fucking shot his ass.
Who?
Look, this guy.
Oh.
It looks like he's got a fucking hole in his chest.
I don't know. I just keep staring at Daniel-san like,
you ruined
no.
everything over here.
Mr. Miyagi told me how to transform into a higher power.
by doing a lot of waxing on and waxing
off. I'm even okay with this 80s
yeah,
disco
sure
kid.
Was doing, Shane, I'm pretty sure he was doing a lot of waxing off.
Oh, yeah.
Mr. Matter of fact, now that I'm looking at this dude, for some reason, I get a Captain N feeling from this guy right here.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I kind of see it.
We need you to go save Video Game Land. Okay.
Next.
Put your
well, I mean,
arms
you know, the
down.
One's going to shoot you, and the other one's going to cut you,
what
and then
was
the
that?
Other one's going to be a part of that new meme.
The fucking
that's going
dude,
around.
Put your damn arms
you know, like
down.
The nine pictures,
really?
And it's like, thank you for all, not you. You know,
yeah.
Well,
Shane,
what,
Bill?
What's going on over here?
Oh, nothing.
Because it seems like you're a little irritated that this guy just will not put his arms down.
I know. I know exactly what you're going to reference.
What?
Hands on the hips.
Bill was like, put your damn hands down.
Get your hands off your goddamn hips. Yep, well, now we got people putting their hands up in the air. Are you happy now, Bill?
Nah, I'm fine with it. He has a problem with this one.
Yeah.
Next.
Up, there we go.
Changing.
Thank you for all, not you, the...
Actually, you put that on the last one.
yeah, that's kind of true.
Next. Okay,
wait,
this is confusing.
Minute.
It's Black and Black RX.
But they're the same
guy. But they're the same
guy.
Maybe
there's a special where there's an alternate version of him that comes.
But it's still the same guy. It's like an alternate reality, same guy meets himself. That's fine. Okay.
Makes sense.
Next.
I'm you from the future. Why do I look kind of weird? Don't worry about it.
Well, one of them...
Upgrades,
one
man,
of them kind of wants to fuse.
The and he's like, no.
The other one's like, I don't know. No.
Get,
no.
Get out of here.
30 minutes too long.
Yeah, no joke. Next.
That's actually really badass.
Dude, explosion. Look, there's a big explosion.
Okay,
and he's like standing
RX.
In it. Like he stands in the explosion like, I don't give a fuck. And he's like, oh, shit.
I give a fuck.
I give a
see,
fuck.
See, Black just goes, nope, we're dodging this. And RX is like, oh, shit, I learned how to dodge in the school of Piccolo. Ah!
I don't know. Looks like he's not hurt
by
it at
fair,
all.
He's got armor.
Yeah. Mr. Exposed Wires. He's in trouble
exposed
here.
Exposed wire muscle tendons. He's got a duck.
He's in trouble here. Next.
Yeah, alternate.
What? But, one's in black and one's in white.
I'm sorry, but I feel like he needs to be flipping a coin right now.
I don't know. First, when I looked at him, he reminded
me. This is the two-faced disco kid? Is that what's happening here?
Because of the animation, the art style, it reminds me of something from Jackie Chan Adventures.
Oh, God.
Jackie!
My mind went there all of a sudden.
Next.
Okay, explain this one.
Alternate.
Same. No.
There's two alternates then, Shane, because that's three of the same guy.
Cloning?
I don't know.
Explanation in the comments below, please. 'Cause
how can all three of your forms be out at once?
That's
the question.
No,
because that's
OG.
Black, RX, and Robo.
Yeah, the only one missing is the bad one.
Yeah, okay.
So that's another form of him.
Yeah. Yeah, this is a what the fuck?
Yeah, the no fuck? Joke.
Quick, we next. Must get all the Kamen Rider.
Oh.
What the shit?
Oh, because that didn't it even more.
Yeah. Unless it was like a one-off special or something.
What the fuck, Japan?
No, it's don't view that plot hole.
Shane,
two
too
of
much.
You're going to understand that.
Too much of a single energy in one spot means nothing.
This could be during that special with this alternate.
Okay,
version.
If you look at this picture carefully, he's going like, let's go. This guy's like, I'm going to fight you with my strong hand. My strong hand.
Yeah, meanwhile, the one's
the guy
going to fucking stab you to death and the other one's ready to shoot you.
Yeah, he has a shank.
The standard black is just like, I'm going to shank these motherfuckers.
Well, from what I heard,
I kind of hate myself.
From what I heard, the alternate guy is a darker tone.
So he's more black, evil.
So he comes equipped with prison shank.
He's here to shank him.
It's better than strong hand.
Agreed. I would rather trust my life to prison shank than strong hand.
God damn it.
Oh, wait, no. Well, that might not be his. That might be the blue guy's sword.
It's just the way the picture looks.
Yeah.
Okay, that yeah. might be true.
Yeah. But regardless, I like
matter.
The idea of prison
it doesn't matter
shank
if he's
better.
Yeah. It doesn't matter if he's
Shane?
The
prison shank is cooler. We don't give props
it's,
to the
it's
blue.
It's especially a hell of a lot better since blue is looking like if you gave it like two more like milliseconds of frame, he might be trying to Wolf Fang fist. So one hug and he's dead.
Shane, let's say that you get into a fight with Kamen Rider Black.
Okay.
Would you like me to tell you how you can save your life?
Go ahead.
If you punch Kamen Rider Black in the side of the head, it will eject the man.
So basically, Bill, you know what the best part is? The second you said, Shane, would you like to know how to defeat him? I looked at the helmet for a second. I went, son of a bitch.
Well, because that would be great.
That's a horrific flaw,
by the
way.
That'd be great if he's in the middle of a fight and he's like kicking your ass and you get that one lucky fucking punch and you're like, hoop-bow, and he's like, what the fuck?
Yeah, he just falls out of the ground, rolls out of the rider's
suit.
That'd be a bad default for Iron Man's suit.
He's like, what the fuck?
It's not on any of the others.
He's like, why do I have an eject
button? Bill, they patched that out in the RX version.
Yeah, the RX version was like, this is a horrific... In fact, the RX version puts up a neck piece to be like, fuck that.
Listen, there is no ejecting.
It's never happening to me again.
That's fucking hilarious.
Next. Sure. Next.
That dude really loves his sword.
He really does.
It's the only thing he's got going for him.
Yeah.
Well, he's got his strong...
That's a true statement.
Well, he's got his strong hand.
He does have a strong hand.
He's got a sword, a strong hand,
I like how
and a big-ass
snot. I like
snot.
How this one's the most...
You forget, he also knows the other writer's design flaw.
Shane.
Ejecto-cito, bitch.
Shane?
He also knows failed jutsu.
RX yeah. is huge.
Well, that's all I'm about to say. Even though this one seems to be the more armored, tanky one, this guy's like, fuck that.
Look at him. Right here. Look at his foot. Draw a straight line. They're at about the same level. Look at his height. Look at his height. He's way bigger than Black. Like, way noticeably bigger.
Yeah.
Taller, bigger, wider.
Yeah. When you go to a new form, you get taller.
I guess.
Well, remember.
But then his other forms make him smaller.
I don't know. I'd have to disagree with that because Frieza got bigger and then smaller and then just kind of bulked up with muscle.
Justin and Turbo got bigger. He got taller because he was a kid. He got taller.
Next.
Get out of there, Stronger.
Go, team.
Get out of there.
Look at how awkward it is for him to reach in. He has to stand way off at the side and his head.
Who the fuck is underneath the Stronger that's looking away like, yeah, go, team.
That's Sky Rider.
I got better shit to do.
Sky Rider.
He doesn't give a fuck.
And that's the second time we've seen an image of Sky Rider where he's like... off here somewhere, like he's not ever looking where he's supposed to look.
He seems to be look. Very lonerish.
Yeah.
I can fly. You motherfuckers can't.
See, now he fits in even better than this thing.
But Goodwill Rider has had quite a ride on our show.
But he's gotten so much better over time.
Oh my gosh. Next.
Okay. You got a frying pan?
Yeah.
That motherfucker is serious. Stronger, get out of there.
It's cooking time.
Shane, sometimes you just got to go for a walk. And there's like three people who get that joke.
I got it.
Next.
It's a fat kid cooking joke.
Oh.
I'm sorry, you're dead.
Yeah, no shit.
Cybernetic or not, you're dead.
Darth Vader versus RX.
The Force is not strong.
You still need lungs to breathe, motherfucker.
Vader.
Which brings us up to the verses.
Kamen Rider Black RX versus, oh shit.
Yeah, these guys again.
Oh, it's our no. live men again.
Now we have to look at it. Because
there's
forms.
A problem.
Oh, those
of that blue fucker.
Forms.
That blue fucker hurts RX bad.
Man, even with
now
baby.
Now it almost puts them on even keel because fucking live man, you were like, they can't even get their shit together. One guy's got a picture. The other guy's got hieroglyphics. This dude's designed well.
I really hate to say this, but Black's still getting it.
The baby bib lion design here.
That's what hurts.
That's
that
what
one.
Hurts that the most.
Yeah.
Because I remember saying I love their helmets.
But I like the bull, and I'm okay with the bird. He reminds me of Vulcan.
And then you have a rhino.
There's the dolphin-y shark thing in the back. I forget what it was.
Dolphin.
Was it a dolphin?
It's a dolphin, rhino, phoenix?
Everything Red but the lion.
Firebird. Something like that. Yeah, everything but the
lion.
The lion is what screws him.
I'm going Rider.
I have to give it to the Rider.
Oh, we got two on Rider.
I'm going Sentai.
He went Sentai. Shane, where are you?
Say Sentai. Force Bill to pick.
I'm
Say
Sentai.
You bitch.
No, I'm sorry.
Fuck you. Ever since you guys fucking copped out on the goddamn monster fights, fuck you.
I sense a vast, vast quantity of salt in that general direction.
Let's say
it's a tie.
Damn it.
No, Bill has to pick. He can't cop out.
Disembodied
that blue guy.
You do not understand the powers of Bill.
Which
that
one
blue
do you
guy
like?
Is hurting
disembodied
them.
Voice.
I think that blue guy hurts them too much. I really do.
So
that guy
going,
is awful.
So you're going Sentai.
At least the Sentai, they all look standard, and no matter which way you go, one way or the other, they all have that same feeling.
Yeah.
So they're all cool in their own way. The lion is the only one that really hurts the team, but the only thing that's really off about the lion is that she has the dollar store baby bib symbol.
You're right.
But this dude down here?
Let's just go ahead.
That blue dude, that blue dude is the equivalent of the Doug Funny Ranger.
Yeah.
He really hurts them. So Sentai finally wins.
7-1.
Yep.
So second versus
Sentai.
No, even though cars usually don't do it for me. Oh, I'll take it. Even though cars don't do it for me, I'm going to go Sentai.
I'm going Sentai.
Yeah, Rider. I think so, Sentai. Too.
Oh, Sentai once again.
2-7.
7-2, Kamen Rider.
Sentai needed that.
They got two in a row. They really did.
Well, Rider got 7 in a row today, Shane.
Well, and so Sentai really needed it. They're still in it.
Okay, that is okay. I guess at the end of the episode here, I do want to bring this up. We are in massive debate. Been doing this show for a very long time, and this has been requested multiple times that people have asked us if we're ever going to do any kind of merchandise. And normally I say no because we don't have our stuff. How do I put this?
We ain't got our shit together.
No, we're not monetized, and we never really asked for money or anything. It's always been in the back of our minds, like, what if it ever did get popular and we could actually put some money into the show?
Right.
But because it's being asked a lot lately, I've had people on the messenger that are asking me if we have T-shirts and stuff like that and everything else. I'm going to go ahead and put it out here. I'm curious if you guys want something like that. We've got a deal in the works that could produce us 5 different shirts.
We've been tossing around ideas for shirts for a while, so...
The only shirt...
Shirt's nothing. The idea that we came up with last night, I want to fucking...
Oh, the Shane
the
Butcher's name cleaver?
Foam cleaver.
The only two guaranteed shirts as of now, if we do this, that leaves us with 3 more designs that we have to work on, would be... The first one is, of course, it's just the logo. I don't know how, what one we do if we just do the Fandom Night emblem that we've been working with all these years.
Right.
It would be a black shirt. It would be that, and it would be outlined in the white around the fist, and then that would be what it is.
Okay.
And then on the back, it would say Fandom Night or whatever.
Okay.
The other T-shirt that's pretty much a guarantee is a tube with a Zordon face in it. And on the back, there are the 10 greatest Zordon quotes of our show. We're still in debate as to what those are, but that's what would be on the back of the shirt. We are not allowed to say, this is Zordon. So we can't put Zordon on the front of the shirt or nothing like that, because copyright and everything else.
But we can put that goofy-ass Bill face on there that looks kind of like a Zordon.
Did we put it in the meeting or the hangout? I can't remember.
Meeting. What we can do is we can draw the tube by hand and put the face in there and say nothing else about it. Yeah. And then we're allowed to do that. Just like Team Four Star got away with selling the Ghost Nappa shirt, we can get away with selling this shirt. And on the back, there would be quotes like Alpha, view my...
Delete my viewing globe history.
From what I threw out, we have five guaranteed. There's no, stop, don't do that. I am interdimensional, and Alpha, clear my viewing history. Which, if we were to separate that out, it could be Alpha, and then clear my viewing history, because technically it would be like, clear my viewing history. Ooh, we got to make mention of the viewing globe.
What about it?
Fucking, just be like, everybody stare at the viewing globe. I'm going away.
We're still debating on quite a lot. Like, I'll go to another dimension or things like that. But the back of the shirt would be 10 quotes that have seemed to have lived through our show going on. That's what's going on. We're in high debate. The other idea that came across that we can't... I don't know how we would do this.
Don't view that plot
But
hole.
Shane...
What, the foam machete?
We thought about making a foam hatchet.
No, I said don't view that
plot like a like what you would use in a butcher shop.
I thought you were handing it to me. So
and on the handle, it would say Shane Butchers.
Foam cleaver.
It is a cleaver, a foam cleaver. And across the bottom of the blade, it would say names.
Shane Butcher's name.
I like if people bought it, nobody would know. They'd walk into your house and see that and be like, what the shit is that about? Like, what, you go to a butcher shop and buy merchandise? Nobody would get the joke,
they'd be like, what, are you some sort of like a horror fan? And this is like a...
Right.
Yeah.
Nobody would know.
And who the fuck is Shane?
Nobody would know what the fuck that was.
I know
was.
Who Jason is, but is this a new horror icon?
The other idea that I had, which would be fucking ridiculous, but it'd be something for our use, would be like around the holidays.
Shane, it's Christmas morning.
Yeah, exactly. Put literally wrapping paper with a Christmas tree on it that says, it's Christmas morning on it.
Right, and people...
Which some people, they'd be like, oh, that's nice for Christmas. And
it's a Christmas... Like, they would think it's a Christmas shirt.
Because that's going to be some shit-looking sweater fuck about.
Wait a minute. That's shirt number 3.
Could be.
No, a T-shirt that literally looks like a really cheesy, shitty Christmas sweater and just say, it's Christmas morning.
Yeah, we were just going to literally...
Yeah. Shane. So we have a shirt that we could do with that, too, now.
It's true.
But wrapping paper would be hilarious as well.
Oh, I hadn't even considered that.
Yeah.
If that's what you were... I thought you were talking about a shirt where there was crumpled up wrapping paper on the front and it said it's Christmas. You meant...
It's a possibility.
You
I'm
meant
talking
actually
like
sell wrapping paper.
Yes.
Yeah, he's talking
holy
like legit
shit.
Wrapping
yeah,
paper.
Yeah, like
dude.
Legit
merchandising! Merchandising! Super Sentai the poster! Super Sentai the lunchbox! Super Sentai the flamethrower!
And this one's really popular with the kids.
And this one's my favorite... Super Sentai the Doll. Bill. That's it!
No, man. It's been on our mind for a while. That's
the ideas.
That's some of our ideas. We don't know what we're doing yet. I don't know if it'll happen at all. But that's the end of this episode, so let us know what you guys think. And
tune in next time.
Hey, guys. Did you like that podcast? If so, remember to check out FandomKnight.com. At FandomKnight.com, you can drop a line to this show, or you could check out other podcasts as well. We cover all kinds of topics, everything from comic books, wrestling, movies, TV shows, video games, animes, mangas. It's outrageous. We seem to have a podcast for just about everything, and you have access to it just by going over to FandomKnight.com. So check it out, guys. We're going to get out of here.